Welcome to the Sacred Womb Podcast, womb-centered wisdom for the arc of womanhood, with me, your host, Melanie Swan. Hello, hello, welcome back. Great to be with you again. Sending you lots and lots of love wherever you are in the world. Well, today I have something a little bit different. I'm really into writing poetry right now and communicating some of this stuff in poems and just feel very inspired to write. So I want to let you know something. I have started on a book. It is called The Integrated Woman. So this is a guide for the re-empowerment of womankind. So I'm going to take my time to write this. I've already got the chapters laid out, and I'm going to include things like menstrual cycle, menstrual spiral, as I call it. I'm including the arc of womanhood. I'm including the divine masculine, the wounded masculine, the wounded feminine, the divine feminine, and the embodiment of this wisdom that comes from the womb. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I'm going to take more time to write, actually. So I'm going to take a couple of months off doing the podcasts. So I'm in a kind of transition period with that. So I'll be back. I'll do this one today. And I've got a poem about how this last chapter of menstruation feels. Because part of what I'm going to be communicating and working with more and more is perimenopause and menopause, or as I call it at the moment, goddess of the freaking void. So I'm just in that zone where I'm just in the last chapter of menstruation. I can really feel that. I feel a bit less interested in cycle tracking, the cycle in general. I can feel myself being, you know, transitioned into a different state. So what I've got today is a poem about that. And then what I'm going to do is take just a couple of months to let my system recalibrate and feel into what I want to bring you on this podcast, and just take a little bit of time as well to start planning and mapping this book out. But one of the things I know I'm going to be talking about more and more is deep, deep healing, generational healing, ancestral healing, same thing. Healing trauma, really, really getting down to the nitty gritty and the roots of what we're experiencing, and specifically, if I can even say that, specifically for the re-empowerment of women, and to really look, and this is going in the book as well, at where it's weaved into our consciousness, our culture, our ancestral lines, the disempowerment. Where is it showing up today, and what can we do about it? That's where my passions lie now. So I'm going to be talking more and more about that, but I do need a couple of months to just a bit of time and space, you know, to feel into the titles of the podcast, the inspiration, some of the chapters in the book, what's going to be the details in that. So yeah, just need a break sometimes. So I shall be back in April, I reckon. Oh, but yeah, it feels really good to tell you about that. And so now I'm going to read you this poem that I've written about the last chapter of menstruation. A little precy to that is that I'm 44 and 45 in a few months. And yeah, I know obviously my periods are going to stop at some point. I've got no symptoms whatsoever. My cycle is nice and regular. Nice cranberry red blood. It's nice and healthy. I've got no premenstrual symptoms. I've got no menopause symptoms, perimenopause symptoms. So, but I feel it. I feel the last chapter. I feel the change in gear, and it's really lovely. I really want to communicate to you that it's really lovely. And this, again, part of the work I'm going to be doing more and more of is to really clear the fog of what perimenopause can be and its purpose and what our potential is in menopause, because it's vast and great, and it's the opposite to what our conditioning says of dried up prune, kind of, you know, we're no longer fertile or productive in that way, or attractive in a certain way to our general culture. So yeah, I'll be working through that. And I do want to be clear that there is no freaking way I'm suffering with those symptoms that people think are a facet of perimenopause. That's night sweats, that's bloating, that's not being able to sleep, that's cycles that are just giving so many physical, uncomfortable physical symptoms that the actual energetics of it and the emotional state of being is missed and it's pasted over. And allopathic medicine says, well, it's your hormones, that's part of it. I can promise you it's not. It's really not. So I'm doing all I can to support my liver, which is key in having a perimenopause and menopause that is focused on what it truly is without all those uncomfortable symptoms. So yeah, I'm focusing on my liver and I'm getting the heavy metals out of my system, which apparently we all have. So I drink the heavy metal detox smoothie recommended by Anthony William. That's on his website. If you Google that, it'll come up. I drink that almost every day because that's a big factor in, you know, overloading our liver, and then the liver can't cope, and then the menstrual cycle can't function properly. So yeah, when we're in perimenopause, our body's basically trying to dump out excess hormones, and our liver needs to be in tip-top shape. And as Anthony tells us, most of us are carrying a liver that's overburdened anyway. So I'm making sure mine's nice and supported so my body can do the job it naturally needs to do, and I can focus on the transformation, the transmutation of my state of being. Okay. All right. So let's have a look at this poem I wrote. This is the last chapter of menstruation. I'm standing at the edge of a lake. The warm water lapping at my feet. And my menstruating years are the bank upon which I'm standing. But there's something in the air. There's a gentle breeze, this sniff of contemplation. At 44, I relish this ease. It's much gentler than I thought. No drama, no resistance, just nature taking her course. Yes, whispers the wind. Yes, rustle the trees. Yes, yes, yes. There's this smidgen of reflection. It's the ghost of what was. As the noise of that last chapter fades, there's this feeling. Love. Yeah, it's love. It's quietly emanating, gently, strongly, softly. There's nothing to do here. I don't need to dive in. I can just be. And my body will change and my womb will transform. All of this. Yeah, I know. And then there's this. The unknown. The deep, rich, velvety ground of not knowing. This erotic silence. an invitation from the all and everything. Oh yes, I whisper from deep inside. Yes. And the warm water gently laps my toes.
The wind blows in from the east, blowing all around, bringing in new energy and ground. The birds fly in from the east, flying all around.